I want to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. I want to thank the crew for an incredible job putting up with me, the Tasmanian devil. I want to hit a few more things on Israel right now and just ask Israel to really course correct, which is starting to happen internally. Trump's talking to the opposition over there. That's very good. And then we're going to go to this Piers Morgan really documentary on history and the Second Amendment and 13 years later, all that's unfolded and all that's happened. This is powerful. Be sure to share the live feeds of Relox Jones right now. But I see, without looking, I'm not even looking for these, dozens of clips today on X of new TV shows in Israel where they say we're going to kill the women, the children, we love it, exterminate them all, ha, 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 we're taking all of Lebanon, ha, 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 America works for us, ha, 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 we're invincible, ha, 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 and Ben-Gavir going around and beating up detainees and people on camera. I mean, it's just, it's obscene. And I'm not a fan of the Islamics, but I don't say kill all their kids. So here's a new clip. I don't feel sorry for starving Gazans, not for the adults, not for the elderly, and not for the children. And you see the little, like, three-year-old starving up with flies all over him. And then we're paying for it. It's like paying for abortion. I'm against this, man. I'm not a monster. I'm not Joseph Mengele. And Israel's just destroying itself right now. Here's the clip.
אני חושב, אנחנו מראים אחת לכמה ימים איזה עזתי כזה שצועק, דה, אני כבר רעב. אני לא מרחם על העזתים האלה. אני לא חושב שיש מישהו במדינת ישראל, בארץ ישראל, שצריך לרחם על העזתים האלה. לא על מבוגרים, לא על קשישים, לא על צעירים ולא על ילדים. מה שאנחנו עברנו כאן בשבת שמחת תורה, ומה שהמשפחות והקרובים שלהם מתמודדים איתם עכשיו, זה אנחנו צריכים לרחם. העובדה שיש עשרות אלפי משפחות בדרום ובצפון שעדיין לא חזרו לבתיהם, אנשים שמתמודדים עם השכול, עם מציאות חיים שהם נולדו לבוקר אחד באופן כזה שהם לא חוו, על זה צריך לרחם. העזתים, מבחינתי שירבו למוות, מה אכפת לי מהם?
That's in Hebrew, but most of you can see the subtitles. For radio listeners, I basically told you what they said. Well, word for word, actually. Now, here's Jonathan Greenblatt, the guy that says we should use the same technology of exploding pagers on Americans that say Zionism caused the war. We should censor everybody. We're using AI. We control law enforcement. Here's the head of the ADL saying Christianity created anti-Semitism. Well, the whole Old Testament is Israel fighting with its neighbors and them attacking them and back and forth. Countries throughout history all have these histories. So the idea that anti-Semitism comes from Christianity and that anything Israel does is okay, when you've had some good history in Israel, some bad over the thousands of years, and now it's reconstituted, is just a fraud. It's a lie. Listen to this crap.
Anti-Semitism is a bit of like a virus. And like some viruses, it exists in the kind of body politic, and it's dormant, like chickenpox. Mm-hmm. You get chickenpox as a young person, and then after the kind of inflammation subsides, it's still in you. And it can manifest again when you're older because of stress or age as shingles. Although you can get inoculated and you can prevent that from happening. So I think anti-Semitism is similar. It's like this contagion. It's as old as time, right? We face it for thousands of years. First it was, after the death of Christ, there were these accusations that the Jews killed Christ and that the Jews weren't a real religion because we didn't accept Christ and then we didn't accept Muhammad. So you have this, the Jewish religion isn't legitimate, and that was the basis for the Crusades, and which is at Tisha B'Av, which, remembers the expulsion. We had inquisitions. We had all these horrible things. And then after the Age of Reason, it was, they realized that the sun doesn't revolve around the earth and the earth isn't flat. Then it was, okay, well, maybe Judaism is okay as a religion, but it's the Jewish race that isn't legitimate. And then we saw kind of anti-Semitism metastasize into this kind of race-based form of hate, which of course exploded with the Shoah. And then after the tragedy of that, the injustice of that.
That's enough. We'll put the full clip in post later to X and Rumble, but the Crusades were about Jews? What? It was about 700 years of Muslim invasion. And all of that, it was just pure. The Inquisition was about Jews. It was mainly about Catholics killing each other and then Protestants. What are you talking about, you damn liar? You think we're ignorant? Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat. High quality. With a nice leather patch made in the USA, just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, the concept. 1776 Redneck Deluxe. I mean, that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago, tripling of your overall violent crime. And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny. While the government buys 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, predator drones, armed, now in U.S. skies, being used to arrest people in North Dakota. The Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? You're a hatchet man of the New World Order. I understand that people who are mentally ill on all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors who play these shoot 'em up games want to go out and do this. Alex. Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights, Pierce. How about Prozac? You know, the number one, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills. Why don't you want to get rid of the drugs? Because they're half your sponsors?
Stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide.
Alex,
not automobile accident, not cancer, not...
You accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex.
The media hypes and hypes and hypes.
That's not the question.
Don't just commit suicide.
Alex, why do people
Don't commit
them?
Suicide by killing a bunch of kids, and here's the gun to use, because it's the one the U.S. Army uses.
Why do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Government in the 20th century, university study out of Hawaii killed 292 million people. It's called democide.
What about
Fast and Furious?
Alex,
why do our government ship guns into Mexico?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
Let's have a debate.
A false flag?
Alex, who do you believe was behind 9/11?
Oh, I absolutely know. I have the police on CNN saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7. I have BBC reporting.
No, who do you believe is behind
I have the proof. I heard them on CBS radio.
Who, Alex?
They announced they blew up the towers on CBS radio.
Who do you believe?
New Yorkers all saw it and heard it.
Alex, who do you
believe? They blew up Building 7.
Alex, who do you believe was behind it? The American government?
Criminal elements of the military-industrial complex, the same ones that staged Gulf of Tonkin, the same ones that staged Operation, the mass shootings of Operation Gladio.
Right.
Ooh,
the
CIA don't like this now.
Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag, Pierce, to bring in martial law in Germany, April 27th, 1933. Governments have staged terror attacks throughout history or allowed terrorists to attack as a pretext to invade and enslave the populations.
Okay, Alex Jones. This is
Infowars.com.
This is the man who wants to deport me from the country for wanting to get rid of assault
rifles. It's to point out you're a foreigner, a redcoat, here telling us what to do.
Since I went on Piers Morgan on CNN in January of 2013, which the different TV ratings agencies said was the most viral clip of 2013. Ever since that happened, almost every time I go out in public, people bring up the Piers Morgan confrontation. He's never forgotten it. He hates my guts. He had me on a few years ago. Wouldn't even let me talk during it. And nothing against Piers. He is who he is. He's a talented guy in many ways. I forgive him. It doesn't matter. But I thought, because it's very hard to find the full interview online, for some reason they pulled it down, we should upload the entire thing here today so we can all analyze it together. And there's so many facets to this that are important, and to see how much the world has changed in the last 13 years. But first off, notice, this is about a month after Sandy Hook happens. I'm on the show to talk about Sandy Hook, and there's no discussion about me saying it didn't happen.
But I want you to try and answer the questions. It's a proper debate, okay? I'm not trying to trip you up.
No, it's not a debate. You're running the show. You bring in your victims up front.
Actually, no.
Look, you got your little note cards for
What was the weapon used at Sandy Hook?
I've already gone over that and already answered it for you.
We haven't talked about Sandy Hook.
No, again.
What was the weapon?
It's a 223 M4.
Well, that's because I wasn't the person that first said it didn't happen, and it was school safety experts, and it was a couple professors, Florida, Wisconsin, that came out and said it. And a few years into it, I had them on a couple times to cover it. I had a debate between them and a newspaper editor that thought it happened. When they put into their show trials, where I was found guilty by the judges, in Texas and Connecticut, where I was already found guilty, they entered 22 minutes of evidence. And one clip of me one time to a caller saying, yeah, I can see how it's staged. Well, I mean, we think the moon landing staged. I thought Jussie Smollett was probably staged. I mean, all the time we ask, you know, do you really think that the Russians blew up this nuclear reactor? Or do you really think the Russians blew up Nord Stream? We were told they did. And I said, I don't believe that. So it's normal to ask questions. Democrats day one didn't think Trump really got shot in Butler. Whether they're right or wrong, they have the right to say that, though I'm tending to think maybe he didn't now as evidence mounts. We learn he killed an investigation into it. The point is, that's what the First Amendment is. But notice you're told I'm the Sandy Hook guy. I made all this money on Sandy Hook. It's all a lie. Now, I'm going to get into the interview right now and analyze some of it. But just understand, I'm going to play the short clip that Harrison Smith did a few years ago where he decided to go do a Google search, which you can do as well, that I was never mentioned in the news about Sandy Hook ever until Trump won the election in 2016.
Go to Google, search Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, go to the news tab, go to custom date from January 1st, 2013, so that would have been 2 weeks after Sandy Hook occurred, to January 1st, 2016, and I searched Alex Jones, Sandy Hook. And what you'll find, there's just nothing. There's not a single headline or a single story about Alex Jones being related to Sandy Hook. Not a single one. But the interesting thing is, change the parameters from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2020, suddenly there's thousands. And it just goes on and on and on. The first story relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was literally 1 week after the election in 2016. Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from the president-elect. And then it was 1 day after that, daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones. I want to impress upon you what's actually behind this whole thing. They decided that a good attack vector on Donald Trump was to associate Alex Jones with Donald Trump and Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. For years and years, that was never a thing. It's all absurd, but that's just my personal view.
That's it. And then a PR firm out of New York with the Democratic Party, the DOJ, and the CIA, this has all been declassified. We've done whole reports on it. It's come out in court. We've deposed people. Went and created this history that I was peeing on graves and sending people to harass people. None of that ever happened. Not just I didn't do it. Nobody did. And then they raised $300 million off their Sandy Hook charities, the Democratic Party with Bloomberg ran. That's all on record. Then sued me. Then had these Democrat judges find me guilty and then told juries I was guilty. Then I had hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank when I was already bankrupt at the time and was negative money. So that's my point. People in parking lots still go, you son of a bitch, what you did to those kids. I go, what'd I do? Well, you killed them. That's happened like 10 times or more in front of my family. I'm like, no, Adam Lanza did that. But that's the mind control of this. So they sit up there and say, I made money off them and I did all this. And none of it's true, folks. None of it's true. But it doesn't matter. Most of the public understands the truth about that. But just notice, here's the clip where Harrison Smith did the analysis. We should do it again. This is a couple years old, but it'll give you the same results. You should do it yourself and duplicate it and just understand how you've been manipulated. I know most of you haven't. Here's an example. It was about 3 years ago, Elon brought me back on X when he bought it. And I learned from Tucker Carlson, it was him that had interviewed him and had dinner with him. And he said, hey, I know Alex Jones. You know, I'm a journalist. As you know, we looked it up. He never really even ever talked about it. And they made it an issue to attack Trump. And you claim, oh, look, Trump supports this guy that peed on graves and all this. And you know that's propaganda. And Elon said, you know what? When I get back to Tesla, that's where he was going, he goes, I'm going to check the logs. Because they have logs of every private message you've sent. They've got logs of every post you ever made, even when stuff's removed. And Elon came back and said, I'm putting him back on and I want to talk to Alex. We did a 2+ hour interview the day after he brought me back. And he said on air, he said, yeah, I know you're telling the truth, Mr. Jones. I went and checked the logs. You know what the logs had? 9 posts about Sandy Hook by me on X.
And all of them said it happened years before I got sued. And Elon was like, whoa. So understand how this fraud works. Trump never said Mexicans are all criminals. Didn't say anything close to it. He never said the KKK were fine people. He said they're not fine people. But there were a lot of people on the left and right that came out to Charlottesville to see the protests who were fine people. That turns into the KKK are fine people. This is how these lies operate. And the good news is the corporate media has now been exposed. But regardless, the damage to me has been done by these rigged trials. And think about it. I was reading today about forever chemical companies having to pay a few hundred million dollars for killing hundreds of thousands of people with their chemicals. Killing masses of people. Opiate companies kill tens of thousands, $100 million fine. $1.4 billion is if I have this money, and they're in the news going, he won't pay the money. He won't give us our money after he did with our kids. And it's a PR firm, Democrat Party, charities, 20 families, only three of them were involved in the charities and sued me. I mean, think about that. Think about the reality of that. And how the Democrats just keep using that talking point, using that talking point. So here's the full Piers Morgan interview. We were going to go for the rest of the hour, but they canceled it. And Rob Dew, by the way, is shooting camera right now. He was there. I'm going to turn the camera around in a minute so he can talk about it. This is a historic event. As soon as I said, Piers, I just saw during the break that half your advertisers are big pharma. And it's on the insert of those that they're directly linked to suicidal ideations, megalomania, psychotic breaks, violent outbreaks. And I was trying to get that out, and they cut to commercial early, and they had security guards, you get out of here. They were bowing up to me, and they took me out. They said, you get the hell out of here. I mean, it was crazy. We had, New York plainclothes cops getting in our face as soon as we came out. They were mega pissed, because CNN was still big king daddy and still had pretty good ratings back then. But that was the beginning of the end for Piers, and his ratings just went straight down after that. So he's always been totally pissed at me because I didn't buy into his propaganda. Let's start getting into the famous interview from the start.
Yeah, anyone who's watched this show over the past few weeks knows I've taken a pretty strong stand on guns in America. It's on a scale of notice of supporters of gun rights, and it's led to a petition on the White House official website, no less. It's entitled, and I quote, "Deport British citizen Piers Morgan for attacking Second Amendment." Take a look. More than 104,000 people have signed it so far. And joining me now is one of the people behind the petition, Alex Jones. He's host of the Alex Jones Show. Welcome to you.
Piers, thanks for having me.
Why do you want to deport me?
Well, we did it as a way to bring attention to the fact that we have all of these foreigners and the Russian government, the official Chinese government. Mao said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. He killed about 80 million people because he's the only guy that had the guns. So we did it to point out that this is globalism and the mega banks that control the planet and brag that they've taken over in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you name it, brag that they're going to get our guns as well. They've taken everybody's guns but the Swiss and the American people. And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny. While the government buys 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, predator drones, armed, now in U.S. skies, being used to arrest people in North Dakota. The Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Take the women in India. Your piece earlier on CNN I was watching during Anderson Cooper's show didn't tell you that the women of India have signed giant petitions to get firearms because the police can't and won't protect them. The answer wait a minute. I have FBI crime statistics that come out a year late, 2011. 20+% crime drop in the last 9 years. Real violent crime because more guns means less crime. Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Tripling of your overall violent crime. True, we have a higher gun violence level, but overall mugging, stabbings, deaths. Those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. My family in the Texas Revolution against Santa Anna, my family, was at the core on both sides starting that. Because Santa Ana came to take the guns at Gonzales, Texas. Pierce, don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
You finished?
Yes, I am finished. You will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns. How about Prozac? You know the number one. Oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
I'm sick of the same old script here, Bud.
It's fine, bud. How many gun murders were there in America last year? Do you know?
There were about 11,458, and about 74% of those were gang-related, gangbanger shooting each other. You get 3,500 to 4,000.
Okay, that wasn't the
question. How many people died from infections in hospitals? 197,000.
Let me just ask you a second.
That's
question.
Right.
How many gun murders were there in Britain?
How many great white sharks?
No, how many?
Kill people every year, but they're scared to swim.
Right. How many gun murders were there in Britain?
A very low amount. I already went over those statistics.
How many, do you know?
It was only a few hundred.
No. How many gun murders?
I actually did pull up the statistics. Here, let me pull them out right here. I figured you'd do that.
Gun murders in Britain last
year. UK violent crime, capital of Europe. London Telegraph. Here, let me give you more.
It's quite a simple question.
Well, that's the oldest.
You're a very loud
man. That's the oldest Perry Mason tactic to ask me some little factoid.
It's not a little factoid.
I already said earlier, England has a lot lower gun crime rate because you took all the guns.
Let me try exactly my
point. But you've got hordes of people burning down cities and beating old women's brains out every day.
What a ridiculous thing.
They arrest people in England if they defend themselves. That's on record. My God, you have got a total police state. Everybody's fleeing that country because you've had to flee here, bud. Why don't you tell folks? Yeah, you fled here. Why don't you go back and face the charges for the hacking scandal?
Answer this question. How many?
Why'd you get fired from the Daily Mirror for putting out fake stories? You're a hatchet man of the New World Order. Okay. You're a hatchet man. And I want to say this right here. You think you're a tough guy? Have me back with a boxing ring in here, and I'll wear red, white, and blue, and you can wear your Jolly Roger.
Okay.
You know what?
Let's try again. How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year.
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin? I already went over those statistics.
Do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
You said hundreds.
It's very low.
You said hundreds.
Yes.
It's actually 35.
Well, the point is you can...
Against 11,000. Do you understand the difference between 11,000 and 35?
Yeah, England wants to ban knives now because tens of thousands are getting stabbed.
Right. But do you understand the difference?
The knife doesn't kill people.
Do you understand?
The gun doesn't kill people.
Yes.
Listen, do you understand
between 35
you're not going to pull on America's heartstrings? They know your script, okay? You're not going to get our guns. By the way, you guys always say, we just want to take the semi-autos, okay, and all this other stuff. When semi-autos aren't even, rifles aren't even used, but in a fraction of the crimes, you can pull those numbers up. Okay?
Let me ask you one question. Which weapon was predominantly used in the Aurora movie theater shooting?
M4 AR-15 variant.
So it was a semi-automatic assault rifle.
Again.
Okay,
but statistically, it's very, very low.
Do you agree it was the single biggest shooting in the history of America in terms of people hit by a shooter? Do you know that?
No, I believe that there were others. About over 30.
No, this was the single biggest mass shooting.
Well, listen, there have been bombings of Wall Street.
Let me ask you a second question.
Why can't the pilots have firearms?
Alex,
we trust them to fly the planes.
Alex, you've had a lot to say.
No, my point is the Second Amendment is sacrosanct, and you're not getting it.
Do you know which weapon was used in the Oregon shopping mall mass shooting recently?
I understand that people who are mentally ill on all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors who play these shoot 'em up games want to go out and do this.
Alex.
Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights, Pierce.
Alex.
Because there's criminals,
Alex.
I don't lose my rights.
Just answer the question.
Yeah.
Do you know what the weapon used was?
Listen, let me ask you a question.
No,
I've got the FBI statistics the so-called semi-autos that you talk
Let's
about.
Let's take a break. When we come back.
Again, you're not going to get our guns.
When we come back, try and answer my question.
Yeah, all you're going to do is sit there and play little factoid questions. Overall crime has gone up over 20%.
Back now with Alex Jones. A man says I should be deported for my stand on guns. So, Alex, here's how this is going to work, and it's entirely down to you. I'm going to ask you some questions. In the spirit of a proper debate, and you've had a lot to say so far on the show, a lot of it aimed at me, which is fine, But I want you to try and answer the questions. It's a proper debate, okay? I'm not trying to trip you up.
No, it's not a debate. You're running the show. You bring in your victims up front.
Actually, no.
Look, you got your little note cards. Yeah, okay. I just gave you FBI statistics that violent crime and gun crime is down over 20%.
Alex, let me just ask you
You want to go to little factoids.
No, they're not little
Anybody can pull those up. Listen.
Do you know what...
Do you have a bodyguard?
Alex.
Why do you have bodyguards?
I don't have a bodyguard.
Yeah, I've seen you on the news with them. Don't you want to protect your wife from hoodlums or you want to call the police?
Let me ask you this question.
Why does Dianne Feinstein until 60
Alex.
Minutes that she plans to try to take Mr. and Mrs. America's guns.
Stop talking over me.
You guys want to disarm all of America.
No, I don't.
Dianne Feinstein's bill does.
I don't.
Gun confiscation.
No, let me clarify for you. You don't seem to understand
First
what
you register, then you confiscate. It's always done the same.
Here's what the campaign on this
Well, here,
show.
Give me your little cue cards and I'll answer your questions for
you. What was the weapon used at Sandy Hook?
I've already gone over that and already answered it for
we
you.
We haven't talked about Sandy Hook.
No, again.
What was the weapon?
It's a 223 M4.
Right.
Again, but statistically, they're using very low percentage of shootings,
but
period.
Are you seeing
people wouldn't go swimming because the movie Jaws, even though great white sharks kill five people a year.
Alex,
you're trying to scare people.
Let me say something.
There's no metal shark in the water.
The same type of weapon was used in the last three mass shootings.
And Hitler used semi-autos to kill people.
Why would you
And so did Mao.
Why would you?
Why is the government arming to the teeth against us?
Alex, I don't
What about Fast and Furious?
Alex,
why do our government ship guns into Mexico?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
Let's have a debate.
A false flag?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
I get accused.
Why'd they blow up Building 7 down the street here in New York?
I get accused when I get you guys on of talking over you, of being rude. I'm trying to be civil, right? You've got to try and answer some of the questions, right? Here's my issue for you. Why do people need, civilians, need an AR-15 type assault rifle? Why
I already said statistically they're used in a very low amount of the crimes. That's an FBI fact.
They've been used in the last three mass shootings.
Yes.
Why do
I'll tell you why.
Them?
Because they advertise it in the media. Anybody knows that if somebody jumps off the Empire State Building, they put cops up there the next day because copycats come to do it again. The media hypes and hypes and hypes.
And that's not the question.
Don't just commit suicide.
Alex, why do people
Don't commit
them?
Suicide by killing a bunch of kids. And here's the gun to use because it's the one the U.S. Army uses.
Why do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Government in the 20th century, university study out of Hawaii killed 292 million people. It's called democide. Google it, folks.
Do you believe everyone in America? Should everyone in America, therefore, have an AR-15 if they want one?
Statistically, where there's more guns, there's lower crime. The highest crime is in Bloomberg.
But you have the most
controlled
guns
areas.
Of any of the 23 richest countries in the world, and you have 11,000
Well, America was born
gun
on guns and whiskey.
Right.
But it's true we're a violent society.
Right. So you
but statistically,
that has the most
knives
guns
kill three times
guns.
More. Have you seen the FBI numbers? Mm-hmm. Knives, bats, rocks kill many, many times more.
Alex, let's talk
it's
about the guns.
It's not the rock. It's not the knife. When a mother chops her kids up with a cleaver because she's on serotonin...
Alex, tell me why I'm wrong.
Why don't you
want
to get rid of the drugs? Because they're half your sponsors?
Then stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide.
Okay. Alex,
not automobile accident, not cancer, not...
You accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex, let's get about to the Second Amendment.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Your belief, unless I'm wrong.
First time anybody's ever heard this, by the way.
Your belief, unless I'm wrong, is that under the Second Amendment, your real concern is that you will be overrun by a tyrannical regime, either from somewhere else.
Yeah, highway checkpoints. Look at Mexico. Total gun ban for the citizens. Highest crime rate in the world. 57,000 people dead the last 5 years. Total gun ban for the citizens.
But you're
Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in Europe.
Alex,
your country has the highest.
Alex, we have...
Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American. 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those 58 different ones that are seen as PFASs. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And most bottled water has it, even if you've got well water runoff. It's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It has 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest tested. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, 2 different ones, thealexjonesstore.com. We got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. If you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Big Leader Sponsor this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being. Once that happens, we're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't like to even do pre-order, but this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out-of-the-park major victory. It is the top-of-the-line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit, great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than $300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable, tens of thousands of gallons go through it. Then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room, have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in, it's about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the Start of Summer Super Kickoff Sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultramethylene Blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and t-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well, and it funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
People get their brains. It's the higher crime rate.
Let me ask
you. Violent crime is higher.
On this specific.
It's brains.
Alex,
it's people.
I'm trying to get inside your brains.
Pierce,
it's
if
not
you punched me
easy.
Right now, it'd be not your fist,
Alex,
but your brain that did
Alex,
it.
Let me get inside your brain.
Okay.
Okay? I'm serious. You have a very, very big platform. You air, I think, on 63 networks.
No, no. That Wikipedia is like 10 years old. I'm on over 140 stations. XM.
Millions of Americans hear you.
Over a million and a half
day.
Visitors to InfoWars.com
right.
today.
And I congratulate
where we have
you on
the statistics
audience.
Posted right
okay.
now.
Okay.
InfoWars.com.
Who do you believe was behind 9/11?
Oh, I absolutely know. I have the police on CNN saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7. I have BBC reporting.
No, who do you believe is behind
I have the proof. I heard them on CBS
who?
Radio.
Who, Alex?
They announced they blew up the towers on CBS Radio.
Who do you believe?
New Yorkers all saw it and heard it.
Alex, who do you
believe? They blew up Building 7.
Alex, who do you believe was behind it? The American government?
Criminal elements of the military-industrial complex, the same ones that staged Gulf of Tonkin, the same ones that staged Operation,
right.
the mass shootings of Operation
right.
Gladio.
Right.
Ooh,
do you,
the CIA
do you
don't
mean,
like this
Alex,
right
Alex,
now.
Do you mean that President Bush and his administration were behind 9/11?
I mean that even mainstream news reported that the hijackers were ordered to be allowed into the United States. Michael Springman, the head of the Visa Department, blew the whistle
right.
on that.
So the Bush administration was part of a conspiracy.
Well,
to
he
murder,
said never let us tolerate
to murder Americans.
I can speak in this accent as well.
Yeah.
The
but is that
government,
what you believe?
Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag, Pierce, to bring in martial law in Germany, April 27th, 1933.
Governments have staged terror attacks throughout history or allowed terrorists to attack as a pretext to invade and enslave populations. I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably outside Austin, Texas, knowing that I can defend my family.
Okay, Alex Jones. This is
Infowars.com.
This is the man who wants to deport me from the country for wanting to get rid of assault
rifles. It's to point out you're a foreigner, a redcoat, here telling us what to do.
Whatever.
Go back to where they took the guns if you don't like it. The communist. Did you know since Harris and Kleibold in 1999 in Columbine, every single one of these trench coat mafia, incel, Satanist mass shootings, every one of them, the young men have been on a bunch of SSRIs and other antipsychotic drugs, which can make a lot of people actually go crazy. That's on the inserts. Now you'll say, wait, there's still some shootings that are gang related. Yes, you still have some gangs shooting each other in schools, but that's still very rare as well. There's less than 30 children die a year in school shootings. That's still too much, but they act like it's this giant epidemic. No, the vast majority of it, and it's still very rare, but still terrible, are people that are already mentally ill, usually autistic, who are then put on these drugs that are in the hallucinogen class that make them disassociate, so they're basically in a dream state. And then you take this tiny group of isolated young men, whether they're in Connecticut or whether they're in Colorado or whether they're in Minnesota or Texas, it's always the same MO, that are obsessed with shoot 'em up video games, that are obsessed with horror and death and edginess. They'll be into Antifa. They'll be into Hitler. They're into being destructive. They're into death. And you see the trans Antifa. In Minnesota, there are areas going, oh, demons, I'm going to kill the kids. Oh, talking like that. That's what's dangerous is the psychotics. And that was my point, because in an earlier segment on Piers Morgan's show, they talked about the epidemic of mass rape against women in India, which is like culturally acceptable there and in Pakistan, though one is Muslim, one is mainly Hindu. And I said, it isn't the steel rod that they raped, you know, the woman half to death with that is the enemy, a steel rod, a piece of rebar for strengthening concrete. It's the man that wielded it. And obviously, it's not the gun, it's the person. And that's the whole issue I was making. And that was the common sense that they couldn't handle. But the good news is, on the issue of the Second Amendment, in the court cases and in the general public and polls, we're winning. And that's the big takeaway in the year 2026, is that 13 years later, in the culture war, they have been repudiated. And you go to the shooting range, it's all these liberals now, for at least the last 6, 7 years, that are buying most of the guns now, because conservatives already have them. And not just conservatives, you know, rationals, people that are able to take care of themselves, independent people. And at first they come and are ready for war with Republicans and have got to train for the Civil War. Then they start shooting with conservatives and populists and start hanging out and start liking you. And they wake up. And I see the testimonials all the time, and I talk to the different shooting range and gun shop owners, not just here in Austin, but around the country. It has been miraculous. So the good news is, by the left getting out of their high-rise buildings, getting out of their video games, getting out of their false bubbles, and getting out in the real world, they're actually meeting what they call conservatives, just rational, common-sense people, and figuring out, you know, Alex Jones isn't really a Nazi. You know, Rob Due is an anti-war, you know, guy, a classical liberal. People ask what I am. I like Thomas Jefferson. Well, he's called a classical liberal. But these terms today mean nothing. And both political parties at the top, we know, are very, very corrupt. So that's my breakdown of Piers Morgan. And I want to offer an olive branch out to Piers. Piers, your show is very popular. I watch it a lot. You invited me on a few years ago. We just screamed at each other. You wanted me to apologize for Sandy Hook. When you give an apology, which I've given over 150 times, you're done with the apology. Type in Alex Jones apologizes for Sandy Hook. You'll have it before they sued me, so I'll point you to that. You're so good at all your clips, but no, I'm not going to come back on your show in 10 years, and you'll say, do you now apologize? If I sat here and slit my throat on air, it wouldn't be enough for you. I legitimately question mass events because of things like Operation Northwoods that called for staging mass shootings that didn't occur in the United States. Look it up, ABC News, Operation Northwoods. And if you'll just go back and listen to the interview Elon and I did that had over 100 million listeners, and you'll hear Elon, you know, vouch right there. He looked at the logs, and I barely ever talked about it. When I did, I said it happened. You'll understand that the reason I argue with you is because I can't go along with the premise that
I did the things you're saying I did or they said I did. I didn't make money off of it. I barely covered it.
We learned there was a big, powerful New York PR firm that actually does the PR for the UN and also for some of the CIA operations. And that's really what we're talking about here. That's all come out in Congress now. And then they went and dredged up stuff in my timeline out of context, blew it up times a million, and then said that I was currently doing things I'd never done, just outrageous, horrible things. But notice, never proof, never a clip, never a video, never anything. And so, other than like 3-second clips out of context, so I was unable to defend myself. And so they were able to then create this new Alex Jones. Even if somebody says something really horrible, I think there should be some buffer zone to at least let them respond as much as they can before they get banned. Because what I see everywhere is the PR firms will say somebody has said something they didn't say. They create this woke mob response. Then the person's taken down. And then most of the time, it's not even true what was claimed.
General?
Yeah. Anyway, we're very much going to err on the side of a freedom of speech, which is really just saying, in America, we're gonna uphold the Constitution of the United States, and that's what we're gonna do, and uphold the laws of the country. And if the laws are changed, we'll then change our behavior to match the laws, and we'll do so. And we also can only match the laws in other countries, because sometimes people will say, well, why don't you demand freedom of speech in, you know, some other country in the world? I'm like, well, we don't make the laws in that country. And if we don't adhere to the laws of the country, they will simply cut us off.
And I think we would break the internet like you did with Nick Fuentes. That was a great interview. If we had a nice, big, long, serious discussion and just moved away from stuff that is ancient history and distorted. So that's my olive branch to use, Piers, because I agree with you on the Israel situation, the Iran war. I agree with you on lots of issues, the economy and crime. And I think you've grown, and I think I've grown. And at the end of the day, people love a redemption arc. They love two people that have been enemies coming together. And I think we agree on more things we disagree, just like Megyn Kelly is saying, wow, Alex Jones is right about most stuff. She used to hate my guts because she believed the narrative that I was really the supervillain. And Piers, I'm not a supervillain. And I don't want to believe you're a supervillain. When I said deport you, I admitted it was a stunt on the White House page where you could sign the petition. I had no idea that stunt, and it was a stunt, would blow up so big. And I don't think you deserve to be deported from the U.S. for being anti-Second Amendment. But again, that said, here's the olive branch, Piers. I'd love to come back on.
Hey, how are you, mate?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. You good?
Yeah, I hope you have me back on.
I hear you're a big customer here.
Oh, no, but some of my listeners are. They say it's the best around here.
Yeah. You're good. Are you enjoying global fame?
Oh, well, I already had quite a few listeners, but no, it certainly went viral.
Yeah.
That's why we should do another interview.
We might do.
And
my ears haven't recovered yet.
Do what?
My ears haven't recovered.
Well, it was good that I had a fever and was actually sick. That's why I was sweating. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't come because of that, but I said I'd do it. That's kind of why I got it. I didn't blow up on purpose. But I thought it turned out as, you know, good for people to think about the debate.
Sure, no, everyone talking. No problem with that.
Are you guys going live tonight?
Most of it, yeah. Maybe a couple of pre-records, but most of it's live.
Are you going to have me back on?
Well, I don't want to promote you that much, Alex.
I know, exactly. But I thought you won the debate, though. You were saying it was the best interview ever.
You said on your Twitter you wanted to shake my hand and have a civilized conversation.
Yes.
Here we are.
All right.
Good to see you again.
You just had a civilized conversation.
I've had very civilized conversations in Texas since I've been here.
All right, well, good. We'll see. We just had a friendly talk right there.
Good to see you again.
All right, good seeing you. Good luck with the show.
Take care. Good to see you guys.
Now, let's get Rob Dew, the evil right-winger's take on all of this, Rob.
Well, I remember we went there. We flew up. I thought it was interesting. Right when we were walking on the street.
Saw the CIA director.
George Tenet was the CIA director. But remember that guy walked up to us two different times. Hey, what are y'all going to do after this? What are y'all going to do after this? Like, asking if we had anything planned. We're like, no, we're just...
We said, what are you doing after Piers? They knew.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, this is like a half mile from that CNN building.
Exactly. We were several blocks away. We go back in. We do the interview. You didn't talk about this, but the bathrooms were disgusting. The green room.
Feces sprayed all the walls. Yeah,
it was disgusting.
We saw Fariza Khari outside.
Yep. And then,
No. But describe
then they
it.
You. Then they pulled you in afterward. You only did two segments. You were supposed to do three, and they're like, "Oh, we're done." And boom, we're grabbing our stuff, getting out. The cops are. The security there is being dicks. And right when we walk outside, there's a guy walking like, and he walks like into the glass wall. We come out of the door and he's walking in. He's looking at us like this. We got a little bit of that on video where you could see this guy. He's either talking into his vest or talking into something like this, but he's looking right at us, but walking into the wall. And then remember there was some guy who said, "Oh, we got a cab for you." Remember that? And we're like, "No, we're not taking your cab." And then we went and got a cab down the street.
It was weird. We had the police casing us. Back to Tenet. He's coming out of a steakhouse like a gangster in a huge
trench coats
and a hat. Yeah. Yep. More Godfather than the Godfather movie. Yep. And they were all in trench coats and hats like a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, but they
put everything on. It was like old school New York tycoons coming out. And I don't know who else he was with. I remember we're looking at him. I'm like, "Man, I know that guy from somewhere." But he was
George Tenet.
Yeah. And then we look it up. It's like, "Oh, yeah, that was him, George Tenet." Because he's got this unmistakable face. You know, he's got that big, big, like kind of Italian face, you know, like, "Ugh." And then we get to the hotel and there's a guy sitting there looking at with the newspaper, like literally like a spy novel, like looking down at the paper, then look at, you know, like that. And we're like, "All right."
Alex Jones here in New York City. And as you know, just about an hour ago, I was on for 2 segments with Piers Morgan on CNN. They had promised me 3 segments if I came here, and then I was going to debate Alan Dershowitz. But they panicked. The producers ran in. The head producer was crying and saying it wasn't supposed to be like this. And Piers Morgan said, "Get out of here." And their security people were like, "Get out. Get out now. You're coming with us." And I said, "Well, I have to get our stuff out of the green room." That said, you know, I've covered Bilderberg. You know, I've covered Occupy Wall Street. I've covered the DNC, RNC. I've been in news coverage where people are being arrested en masse. I've never put out a video asking for people to watch our back. We got here today at about 4 o'clock, drove in from the airport into Midtown near CNN's main complex. They have several buildings. And when we got to the hotel, we were getting our cards, and I noticed what was clearly off-duty cops in the windbreakers with the, you know, guns talking into their little earpieces. They had earpieces and the little handheld pieces. And I didn't say anything to Rob Dew, who's running camera right now. Then about 2 hours after dinner, before we went down to CNN Center, we were walking around about 10 blocks away just shooting video of this and that, and I noticed more undercover cops looking at us. And I said to Dew, I said, "Let's just go ahead and get out of here." And then they had them waiting for us about 300 yards from CNN, the building we were going to, when the guy runs up and kind of gets in our face. And we also ran into a few listeners as well, but this guy got in our face. You can tell it was a, you know, big, mean Bloomberg detective. I've been here at protests before. I've seen Luke Radowski's videos. And it was like, "Oh, I'm a big fan," but it was like pure violence in the eyes. And Dew's like, "Man, that guy was scary. I think that's a cop." And Dew's shooting video right now. He came to New York with me. And I said, "Yeah." And then we got there, and I saw some more outside the back entrance staring at us like gangsters. They're like cops from the movie Goodfellas, basically.
Yeah.
And then we go up. That all happens. And I said, "Listen, I want to go out the mall entrance because there's a mall entrance on the other side." And the security, head of security said, "No, you're going out this way." And I said, "But Bloomberg's guys are out there. I don't want any confrontations." The guy started laughing at us. Like, "Yeah." And we got there, and there they are, you know, yeah, talking into their pieces. Rob, dude, I'm going to flip this around and have you talk.
Sure.
Can you describe to people what we just saw?
Yeah. There, right as we walked out, there was a guy with a windbreaker, and he had his little earpiece in, and he was talking into his coat like this. And as we walk out, he looks at us, and then he kind of walks into the wall like he's trying to get out of our way, but why is he walking into a wall? Like, he literally turned and walked into
a wall. But describe the other stuff.
And then, I mean, there was the guy who came up and approached us twice. And that was the second time was really spooky because all of a sudden he's there. The first time we saw him approaching, the second time he came from behind.
Well, like, I forgot about that one, but then there's all the other cases. Bottom line, what do you think's going on here?
I think we're being cased, definitely. I
mean, yeah, we're being cased. And the way this will work is, oh, see, they're here protesting, you know, gun grabs. Oh, some crack dealer shot them. And if you don't know that Bloomberg's total mafia, you're not living on planet Earth in reality. And these people clearly work for Bloomberg. These are clearly police. And there's some other stuff that went on. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'll just leave it at that. I've never, that I can remember, put out a video when I'm in foreign countries being followed by, you know, people in black SUVs and being arrested. I mean, you've seen it all. I've never said we're in danger. My dad called me tonight and said, I want you to be real careful after that interview. Rob's older son, you know, he's younger than 10, never says, Daddy, please don't go on this trip. My wife has never been this concerned. And I'm like, come on, quit being paranoid. And let me tell you, we got undercover cops all over us who look like they're from Goodfellas. Rob?
Yeah. No, it's very spooky. Yeah. You know.
And everybody said, you better watch it. You're going to Bloomberg's town. You know, this big insider bankster type guy. So, that said, we're here and we're leaving tomorrow. Whatever happens, happens. I think putting this video out will protect us. And it was just super creepy because, you know, when cops come over and grab me by the arm and go, I'm a big fan, you know what I mean? I'm a big fan. And then you look, there's another cop right there, and they're going, yeah, big fan, big fan. I mean, this country's gone, folks.
We're getting out of here, and we got out of here that night and went to a different hotel.
Went to New Jersey.
Yeah, went to New Jersey. Had to flee to Jersey.
We were still leaving the next morning, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we went and got that the hotel with adjoining rooms, and we had the doors open just in case anything happened, but nothing did. And that was one of the most viral things. It definitely lit a firestorm. I had people that were fans of yours that called me. It was like, Alex went too far. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think he went far enough, honestly.
Well, that's why I raised this is I went to a gas station after work yesterday, and there was a white guy behind the counter.
Yeah.
So I was going home yesterday.
And he remembered it?
And I go in a gas station. I paid. He goes, man, I loved you on Piers Morgan. You ought to do that again. I said, okay, thanks. And then.
Like, that just happened.
I had this old pair of binoculars that are, like, semi-broken. And I'm like, I want a new pair of binoculars. So I go to Academy. I go in, and the guy behind the counter is a listener. And then I go up to check out, and the young guy wants a picture. And he says, man, I loved you on Piers Morgan when you're going, the murder. I can speak an English accent as well, Piers. So I was like, that's it. And then he said to me, he said, you know, I saw that back when I was a kid with my dad, and my brother loves it, but I can't find it. And I was like, you're right. They've taken the full thing down. I'm going to post it for you. So two people yesterday about the Piers Morgan interview. We got to get back with Piers.
What's old is new.
Piers, we need to elope and get married. That will be very, very famous, and I will be the man. You'll be the woman. I'm going to stop being silly. All right. Anything else you think about the famous Piers Morgan interview?
It was a whirlwind. Hauling ass in there. Okay. The other thing was, remember you were like congested. I remember you were all congested, and we went and got like
a cold.
Menthol stuff, and you were putting that on your nose and breathing it in and trying to get to where you could even breathe. And it was the cold air walking around outside that was it opened up your nasal passages, and we were able to go in. I remember that part too. That was all during the George Tenet thing. You're walking around, we're trying to find a pharmacy. And man, New York was, you know, this was what, 2013, so it was a different Bustling. Time than it is now.
And remember how they were, they screamed at me and said, get out of here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they were, the producers were mad. The security were dicks. I mean, it was a coup de grace, really, what you did on live TV, because they were not expecting what you were given, because they had just had the Sandy Hook families on, and it was all about how we got to control guns and go after guns, and guns are evil. And you turned that around on them so quickly, and then when you started talking about the mass murder suicide pills, and Piers gave you that look when you go, oh, can't talk about that, can I? Like, I got one that could see. You could see it right there.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Exactly. So
I'm going to tell them right now. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. That's what it comes down to. So there's some of the history of it. We love you. And again, if people want to buy into the PR firms that made $300 million off my name saying I victimized them, you want to buy into that garbage and buy into the end of the First Amendment, go ahead. I've even seen a lot of the neocons and pro-Iran war guys, Republican influencers, using that on me as well. And it's just to me, it's not even funny, though it is kind of funny, but it's sick because I know it's not real. I know what they said about me is not real. I'm supposed to be, you know, guilty and sad for, you know, them exploiting me, because I had the number one English speaking show in the world 2016, 2017 before the censorship. Still huge. And they just had to come after me. So that's the bottom line. So you saw the Piers Morgan thing in whole, and we kind of gave you some of the backstory and some of the history. So thanks for watching. Be sure and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and the network backup at AJN Live. We'll put those on screen and on Rumble to find my show, Harrison's show, and other shows. And to give a quick InfoWars update, The Onion didn't get it for the second time. That was a fraud. They're all pissed off. They say they're going to operate as if they're InfoWars, even though the courts have told them they can't. Just, okay, whatever. I'm going to let that be dealt with by the courts. But
we're here at the Alex Jones Network. We're expanding it, expanding new studios. And it's just your support that is so critical. The AlexJonesStore.com, incredible supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and so much more, the best water filtration. But AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with all the articles and the writers and the reports and the audio and video feeds for free. You can also go to rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's our new official home with over 800,000 followers right there. And on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And that's for the network as well. So be sure and follow us there. And God bless you all. We'll continue to fight for the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Eighth, the Ninth, the Tenth, all of them. Because the Constitution and Bill of Rights doesn't give us our rights. It simply enshrines them and points them out. But a right you don't defend and a right you don't support goes away, just like muscles you don't exercise and you don't use. So thank you so much, my fellow Paul Revere's. Never forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance, and I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at AlexJonesLive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back. Stronger. Louder. Unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
A very special event is about to happen this July 4th, 2026. The 250th anniversary of the beginning of our republic. And hey, our country's had a lot of problems, done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of exceptional things. And it created the model of human liberty that others have aspired to across the world. That's why the globalists have come to this nation and tried to take it over, because our liberties and freedoms amassed so much wealth, so many inventions, so much ingenuity, that it became the center of the world. So tyranny came here and had pretty much taken the nation over. But now we have major beachheads at the federal, state, and local level. And there are populist movements expanding and raging across the world in the great fourth turning, the great awakening. Their great reset, their COVID attack, their lockdowns have only backfired on them. And their attempts to launch all these wars has only awoken humanity. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser right now until the end of July, with more than a dozen limited edition shirts, some of the best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com that are only available through the month of July. Ladies and gentlemen, these shirts funder operation. They're great fabric. They feel really good. They're printed right here in the United States in Arkansas. And I designed many of these shirts. These are some of the best, cleanest designs we've ever had. This one just came from Arkansas out of the mail. It hasn't even been washed yet or even folded. That's why it's got a few wrinkles. It looks even better once you've washed it and taken it out of the dryer. And we've got a whole bunch of incredible designs we're putting on screen right now. And when you wear these shirts out in public, you meet like-minded people, it is a real adventure. There are hundreds of other incredible designs, ball caps. Many of them are limited edition. All these 250th anniversary are, and they're only available at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at this. America 76.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.